Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
My prediction is Josh McDaniels joins him, Tom Brady, to the Dallas Cowboys.
What? Heads would explode.
What do they say? The internet would explode.
It would break the internet, yes. Most truly.
And all we eliminated was...
That's right, you can't wear 12.
Teams that have a franchise stud, bottom 10 O-lines, you got to have legit weapons, coach has to have won a division or currently leading it, and not going to a tiny market. You get four teams left. Steelers have Big Ben for three more years. Jimmy Garoppolo's going nowhere. It's Chicago or New York, and I believe...
Or Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah. Tom's not going there by himself. He's taken Josh McDaniels, and the Bears already have a great young coach.
Well, there you have it. Colin Coward thinks Tom Brady is off to Dallas. Many of you think he's off to Miami. Some of you think he's staying.
It's Wiggy.
Pretty much just Wiggy. Wiggy's the guy.
He's
I think he's going to retire. So.
And I'm the one who's going to be right. Watch.
Dallas, I mean, we've talked about Dallas. I mean, where's Coward been? He's just tuning into the show. We've mentioned Dallas, Tennessee, Chicago, the Chargers.
Coward thinks that it's...
But Dallas makes sense for the McDaniel, like going with McDaniels. Because they're not going to blow Flores out of there. They wouldn't have to.
Right.
Chicago, I don't know why they're saying, like, oh, Matt Nagy is a great coach. Right. Why? Is he?
Well, Coward...
Wow!
Coward thinks that you have to be a competitive team and a big market.
I don't know if that's true. First of all, it's the NFL. Every market's, I mean, Aaron Rodgers plays in the smallest market possible, and he's one of the most famous guys. Drew Brees is in New Orleans. And Drew Brees is actually a great example of if a team was really bad one year, doesn't mean Brady wouldn't go there. The Saints were 3-13 the year before Drew Brees went there, and then they were 10-6, I think, and made the playoffs and won a game.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at how bad the Dolphins are, but Brady's so confident in himself that he's like, well, if I go there, what a huge difference that is. If all of a sudden you have a quarterback now, and then you get him a couple more players.
But he's gonna know that you're on board to get him the players that he wants.
Yeah.
Because he realizes, okay, I mean, you guys have him on every Monday on the show. He realizes that the end of the tunnel is near, right? He realizes that the window is closing and that he knows whether it's 2 years or 3 years, it's coming. So he's not going somewhere and the first year is just going to be like kind of like, oh, a rebuild.
Do that. They got to be all in. They got to trade for Odell Beckham. They got to do all that stuff right away.
You come here,
you can't dilly-dally in the first year.
No, your first year.
Ease into it there. Yeah. You're one of Miami.
Can we all agree that that's not going to happen here? Wherever Brady goes, he's going to be able to dictate his coach and the players around
him.
If he stays here, it's still on Belichick. He still has to work under his guidance with the team that Belichick surrounds him
with. And again, Belichick, well, we've seen 20 different offseasons with Belichick, and it could be like 07. Like 06, they screwed him. 06, they absolutely screwed Brady.
Right.
So they made up for it in 07 and then some. A couple years ago, they traded a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks. I'm not saying he's the greatest wide receiver in the world, but he's a good receiver. He's a deep threat and all that other stuff. So there have been years where they've kind of gone all in, and then there's been years where haven't.
This year, last year, they kind of screwed him, right? What was the complaints last year?
Receiving core was still an issue.
Right. So what's he trying to do this year? He drafts a kid in the first round.
Right.
He goes after Humphreys. He goes after he brings in Antonio Brown. So now he's trying to get him players. And at the end, that's why I said at the end of the day, I believe both Bill and Tom are on board together. They know, like, we can win a couple more championships with both you and I here. But we need Kraft to sign off on my long-term deal.
I think if Brady and Belichick both wanted Brady here for two more years, you wouldn't have to convince Kraft at all. I think the only reason why Kraft hasn't done it is because Bill's like, I don't know if this is the best thing for the team.
I don't think really wants to keep playing for Belichick.
I don't know. Like Curran told us, if he had a two-year deal offer this offseason, he would have taken it. So that means he would have wanted to play 21 years with him. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a Belichick thing.
That's what I'm saying. And I think it's more Bill might maybe stepping in and saying, Robert, we want him, but we, you know, don't tie up too much money into it.
Well, that's the other thing. It's the way that he is playing. And again, we've gone over it. You know, I know the line sucks. I know the receivers suck and all everything else. But the way he's playing, could you get a quarterback at $15 million, $16 million that's going to have similar type of numbers?
No.
No?
Nope. Nope. And I know you and I we've battled with this. Yeah. Nope. If Teddy Bridgewater is your quarterback, you're not 10-3. Like you said, you're 7-6 at best. if it's
I don't see it that way, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, you know, Teddy Bridgewater.
We may never know.
He's been a starter in other places. No, we do know.
Bridgewater went undefeated as a starter this year.
No, he's been a starter for 16 games in other places before. And you know,
but I'm not worried about the other places. I'm worried about if he's on this team with this defense.
Nope.
They still would.
Because you still have the same cast of characters around them.
But they're not exactly lighting the scoreboard on fire. Like they're not winning games because of their offense.
He would then make more mistakes, and this is where we would argue, because I would think he would make more mistakes trying to do more, where Brady is not making those same mistakes. I would think that Teddy Bridgewater, what's Brady have 6 or 7 interceptions?
Yeah, like so.
Bridgewater would be double that if he was here.
The Patriots Friday, you're listening to Wiggins, Murr, and Keefe. We have to come up with some kind of little acronym thing for that. We'll have to work on that. There's no vowels there.
We're in trouble.
It's KM. Yeah. It's KMW?
Something. No. Yeah. No, we could do that.
That'll stick.
There it is.
KMW. It's on. Greg not here this morning, but we are talking about Tom Brady possibly leaving the Patriots, where he could go. Mike in Northborough has some theories on a one-year deal. What's up, Mike? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Great show.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think, personal opinion, I'm kind of with Wiggy in a sense. I think it's going to be another one-year deal. I think they're going to just kind of do it, you know, like Tommy's, oh, you know, it's year by year, whatever. But, I think it's just going to be like a one-year, 20 to 25, and I can't see Brady going anywhere else.
So
There's no way.
My only argument against the one-year deal thing would be he made sure that he couldn't be franchised. And if anything, you would love to be franchised because you get so much money. You're, you know, top five at the position.
But you can also get traded, franchised,
exactly,
and then traded.
But I think it's all within the timing, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, he was put in this position at this timing, you know, before the season. But I think once it comes to the end of the season, depending on how this next three games go, I'm actually worried about Cincinnati. And I'm a homer. Wow. I can't believe it.
Wow.
You know what I mean? To me, it stinks. But
that's brutal.
Can I just say one more thing about Wiggy?
Yo.
Wiggy, you need to ride a bike. I'm telling you what, all these lanes. And I'll tell you one thing. I was on the sidewalk riding.
And a car jumped over
the sidewalk and hit me. I've had 4 brain surgeries.
Jesus.
I was on the sidewalk, and you guys are talking about the bike lanes and everything.
Lord. Right. See,
I know it's been a long story, but you got to ride with traffic.
That's why. You just said you had four brain surgeries from riding bikes. Now you want me to get on a bike?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No. This is the thing. A car jumped a curb. I was riding on the sidewalk.
Right.
I mean, it was an illegal U-turn. The car jumped it.
No, I understand that.
That could have happened to me walking, you know?
Yeah. I understand that. I'd rather be in the behind the wheel of my Ram truck. Nice and high.
Okay, then I wouldn't have made it. I mean, the coma was only 10 days. It could have been a year. If I got the Dodge, it was only a sedan.
I'm walking here.
Hang in there, Mike.
Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you scrimmage Holliston back in, like,
what?
Shoot, like 97, 98, 99? I feel like I'm close to your age.
No. I graduated in 93.
Wiggy, did you get a TGI Fridays in 82?
Excuse me, that's a TGIF Fridays, yes, according to Wiggy.
And I do love their unlimited appetizers.
Yes, you do, but you just can't take them home because it's dine-in only.
Yeah, well, I don't mind. I don't need to take them home.
That guy had a lot to share, didn't he?
We just learned a tremendous amount about that gentleman.
I don't understand. He's telling me wants me to ride a bike, and he's clearly somebody for the bike lanes, but he's riding his bike on the sidewalk.
He's had 4 brain surgeries,
he's not
and
even,
he was in a 10-day
coma. He's not even utilizing the bike.
And he's like, get out there on the bike.
He's like, do it.
I didn't even
want to use it.
He's not even utilizing the bike lane. He's on the sidewalk.
And he's worried about the Bengals game. You worried about the Bengals game?
No.
Okay.
I'm not worried about the Bengals game. No. But I wanted to ask you a question. If you had to say, what do you think Brady's market would be for a free agent quarterback of his age next year?
I think the 2 for $50 that Drew Brees got sounds
okay,
about
so
right.
You think a team would do
you mean market like money or market as like number of teams I would want?
No, money. Money. What would a team be willing to give him?
They'd give him 25 a year. Dak Prescott's trying to get like 35. Jared Goff made, who knows? How much did Jared Goff get?
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But they're also younger.
I know. And so he's not going to get that much. But I'm just saying, like, so take a little bit off of that. But he's still like starting quarterbacks in the league.
Goff got $110 million guaranteed.
Like, good Lord.
Wow,
he stinks.
That's awful. Rich's next contract.
Right. So 2 years, 60
fingers crossed.
2 years, 60 million guaranteed.
2 years, 60. Yeah, maybe if a team wanted to make sure they could get him, I think that might be the high. I think that'd be probably the highest.
You think a team would be concerned though? The Drew Brees thing is different because he re-signs with an organization that clearly has faith in him, and not saying that other teams won't have faith in him, but is a team willing to invest $60 million in guaranteed? Where what if it isn't the weapons around him? And I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but I think still because of who it is.
Right.
They just won the Super Bowl. I mean, let's see what happens this year, too. Like, if he goes in the playoffs and just looks terrible or he wins a bunch of games, like, I think that could also determine
so
a little bit.
We'll revisit it.
We could revisit it. Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it.
Yeah. Put a bow on it.
Yeah. First, we have to go to the top two corners of the map. Jimmy in Barrington wants to discuss something we actually mentioned earlier in the show. People were wondering if Tom Brady leaves the Patriots. When he retires. If Tom Brady should leave and go to another team within the NFL, will Pats fans follow him? And Jimmy thinks that they will.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I'm going to direct this more I can, but I heard him say, wow, when Chris, said he'd still root for Brady, and I think it's easy. The guy's given so much to the area for so many years, and if he goes to another team, I'm going to root for him just as hard as I would if he was on the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's
really.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. I think it's kind of cool to think. You could be root. You're still going to root for the Pats. But I'll be honest. I'm a 31-year-old guy. Grew up in Mansfield. If the Pats and Brady play for a Super Bowl, I'm rooting for Brady.
Absolutely, Jimmy speaks the truth. I'm 35. The exact same. I would root for Brady 100 times out of 100.
I think so. I think
I'd root for Brady.
If he went to like the Steelers or the Jets or the Giants, I think it'd be really, 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 really difficult. I don't think he's going to go to any of those teams, right. So it'll be a lot easier. I mean, hell, I was rooting for Manny Ramirez when they traded him.
Why wouldn't
him.
He go
like,
to
I was rooting for Paul Pierce? I was rooting for all these guys. Well,
why wouldn't he go to one of those teams?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, like you don't think you said you don't think he would.
Well, the Jets and Giants just drafted quarterbacks.
Okay, so you're basing
super,
on all right.
Yeah.
You meant because he has disdain for those teams.
I think, I mean, if they were a team that made sense and had the money and the weapons and everything else, but no, I think just because of their quarterback.
Keith was saying as a fan,
Brady's like, as a fan, from a fan's perspective, Brady's like Gaudy around here. He's untouchable. No matter what he does, I'm dead ass serious. No matter what he does.
Dead ass serious.
No matter what he does,
yeah.
This will always reflect badly on the organization or the coach. I don't think it'll...
That's not true. 40% of the poll say they would not turn on Kraft, and Fitzy is every week trashing Brady by the
Fitzy,
day.
You really believe Fitzy would turn on Brady?
He already has.
He said he has.
No, listen, he's placating to the audience. Uh-huh. I heard him do some interviews with Brady.
Because the Patriots, I mean, he's going to be for the Patriots for the rest of his life.
I heard him doing interviews with Brady, like, oh my God, Brady, Tom, I have his jersey that I've had since I was such a little kid.
He booed him at halftime this weekend.
He's lying.
Fitzy will have a Stidham jersey on February 5th. Yep. He'll turn the page and he'll be ready to go.
Next.
Then he's a fraud. Then he don't need to show up at Brady's day when they when he gets a red jacket.
He's a Pats fan, so he just roots for whoever's on the team. That's what some people are like.
No, you're fraudulent. You don't get to show up to Brady's red jacket induction. But there's no way that if Brady goes somewhere else, it's only a bad look on the coach and the organization.
Fitzy just sent me a text, doesn't think Brady's a Hall of Famer.
It has begun.
Yeah.
Fake news. Carney in the truck thinks that Bob Kraft would get rid of Belichick before he gets rid of Brady. Good morning, Carney.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. When it comes to this triangle of Brady, Belichick, Kraft, and whose relationship or who has the power, Belichick's not going anywhere. if anybody were to leave, Belichick, he has his sons on the staff. You have the relationship with Kraft appreciating Brady for, you know, the success of the franchise. And I just think, and Belichick, you know, possibly would be the one out of any, you know, between Belichick and Brady that would stand to lose the most. If there was any type of, like, I don't want to sign Brady for 2 years, you know, $50 million. And if we do this, then I'm out the door. Well, I just see Belichick as he's not going anywhere. If anybody isn't.
Well, I mean, if you're Kraft, I mean, what's the smart business decision? To stick with Belichick, who could coach for who knows how much longer,
right, yeah,
or Brady, who can only
shelf
play
life.
Right. I mean, that's a simple one. And all the different things that Belichick does. And we've talked about this. You'd have to admit, mm-hmm, the gap between Belichick and the next coach versus Brady and other quarterbacks. I mean, Brady's not even the best quarterback anymore, whereas Belichick laps the field and head coaches.
Well, do you think Belichick is going to coach for 8 more years?
Oof. How many more years does he need to pass Don Shula? I think that would be your number.
I mean, I'll be like more late in coaching line.
Yeah. just
forever, actually.
We've done this before.
The limit does not exist.
Two at a time. Let's see. How many years is that?
I think it's like he'd have to coach like six
years. If it's 5, 6, 7, I would say yes, he will.
His great-grandkid will be on the staff. That's when he'll break
the
record.
That's fine.
All right, so
it's all Belichick's. The whole staff is just Belichick's at that
point. So the question is, do you want Brady for 3 years or Belichick for maybe 5 years? Because
first of all, 3 might be wishful thinking.
That's, yeah.
Right?
I feel like that's
and,
a lot.
But even still, I'll take the 5.
Because, see, what's ultimately going to happen, if you move on from Brady, there's going to be 3 years of maybe trying to rebuild and figure out who the quarterback is on the Belichick. So that's, you're already 3 years into his 8 years that he has remaining. So that means you got 5.
So you think he definitely plays till he's 45, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now you have 5 years, and hopefully by year number 4, you found the guy to replace Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could say, okay, now hopefully he can get this team back to prominence.
Got 25 minutes or so left to check in with Wiggins, Murr, and Keefe, the Friday edition, the Patriots Friday
KM Dub.
KM Dub, baby. Make those T-shirts. The Friday edition of the Greg Hill Show. Greg is out sick this morning, so hopefully he'll take the weekend to rest up and be back fresh as a daisy on Monday. But you, of course, can contribute at any time. 617-779-7937 on the phone line or 37937 on the text line. And here is what's trending.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show this Monday morning after the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Setting up your consultation to start losing weight and get healthy will be a gift that you and your loved ones will be thankful for. Awaken180weightloss.com. Tom Brady joined Jim Gray last night. Scratchy.
Hey.
Not much of an appealing NFL slate this weekend, Keith. I don't know if you would disagree with that. Not too many good games. But
no.
Colts-Saints Monday night features Drew Brees perhaps besting Tom Brady for the passing touchdown record. Brady's 3 touchdowns away from Peyton Manning. Breeze is 2. And Scratchy got tricky last night. He had Breeze and Brady on together.
I haven't talked to Tom about it. I'm sure we would both just kind of chuckle about it. I think both of us feel incredibly fortunate and blessed to have been able to play this long and to play for the teams that we've played for and the coaches that we've played for and all the teammates that have been a part of this. So I won't speak for him, but I know how grateful I am, and I'm sure he feels the same way.
So, Tom, you have the opportunity on Sunday afternoon to possibly break this record and hold it for 36 hours until he plays the Colts. What would that mean to you?
Well, I think Drew pretty much sums it up. There's nothing that could be accomplished in this sport without your teammates and coaches.
So he goes on.
Drew Brees loves stats so much. This is a true story. Drew Brees and the Saints one time celebrated the most first downs in a season record.
Good
that is
Lord.
For real. They knew how what the first yeah. of all, they knew what the record was.
Right.
They passed it. They like stopped the game. They're like, we had more first downs than anybody. So I don't believe a word Breeze said in that. He cares so much about all those records, and he's hoping that Brady retires so he can have them all.
He is the most overrated quarterback possibly in NFL history. On the road, he's 73-62 with a passer rating of 92.4. His stats are all built in that dome. When the playoffs on the road,
inside.
Brady is 1,000 times the quarterback of Drew Breeze.
Well, the 1 o'clock kickoff. Keith, you in for NFL Sunday? Wiggy,
yes,
will be there
sir.
With us. Mm-hmm. 9 a.m.
You better believe it. Scoops, me, Foria, or and Wiggy.
Foye.
Can't miss it.
So Shulis at 328 and Belichick's at 271. So 57 wins.
All right.
So you're talking about a probably 10-win year and a little bit over 5 years.
All right.
Maybe 6 years.
That's how long he's coaching for.
Celtics and Bruins both dropped games last night. They will get back at it for, in the case of the Bruins, Florida, Saturday, 7 o'clock, 5-game skid for them. And the Celtics,
what's going on there?
I know.
Skate pod? What the hell happened?
And they overlooked Chicago and Ottawa.
Yes.
You know, sleeper games. They just, you know, last night was back-to-back, second half was back-to-back.
Oh, there we go. Excuse that. You sound like Claude. Yeah, everything was scheduled loss.
Washington's got their number. It is a little concerning. I'll say that. Now, and you're a baseball guy. Real quick, Martin Perez, 1 year, $6 million for the Red Sox.
Love it.
Big signing.
Love
Huge.
It. Why not? Better than Rick Porcello for 1 for $10.
There you have it. Porcello's replacement. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like,
Just want to wish Taylor Swift a happy 30th birthday here on Pop 93.7.
30, huh?
Wow, she's 30.
Where does the time go, Danielle?
I know. It used to be like Taylor Swift was this young girl who had her heart broken, and now she's
a dinosaur now.
She might as well be.
All right, move on now.
Time, right. Time Somebody else's
get,
time.
Time to get for her to get out the music biz.
She's just getting started.
She got a Lifetime Achievement Award coming up?
Yeah, she will, like MTV.
Yeah, right.
He'll definitely get one.
It is Patriots Friday on the Greg Hill Show. Without Greg Hill, you've got Jermaine Wiggins, you have Rich Keefe, you have me, Danielle Murr, and of course, Ken and Curtis behind the glass, ruining everything according to the text line this morning. They are just all over you guys today, but that's fine. That's fine. I figured we could segue away from football for a very quick segment because we've teased this multiple times this morning, but we have not yet had a chance to discuss your porn-watching habits, ladies and gentlemen, for 2019. And I thought we could go over some of the, because, you know, it's the end of December, we're heading toward the holidays, people are taking their vacations and all the fakakta, you know, here are the top whatever lists of the year coming
what I
out.
Need to be looking for 2020.
Exactly. Okay. And where you can go in a Pornhub spiral and find some new interesting things, perhaps, that you like, besides the POV and the BBC. This is according to Pornhub. They announced their annual year-in-review statistics, and here are some of the highlights. Okay. Americans watched more porn than anyone in any other country.
My God, porn is something great to consume and watch.
It is.
It lowers your stress level.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Right? Some people might argue it's not.
Stress level midnight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. I see what you did there. We watched more than twice as much porn as Japan, by the way, who was a distant
second.
Japan
was two?
Wow.
Japan was number two. And this is a country. Japan is a country. This just puts it in perspective with Americans and porn habits. Japan is a country that has used panty vending machines.
Wow. I'm sorry. What?
Oh, that's a thing.
What is panty vendor? Like,
used?
You just go to a
used
vendor machine?
Panties.
So what used.
Used.
Used. That's
I thought,
a thing.
Like, there was
how
very
much?
Popular.
So what do you do?
I don't know.
You buy them, and then
what's
do you do?
What's the yen conversion?
You put a,
so
I
somebody's
checked.
Already.
I haven't checked recently.
Somebody's already wore them.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, listen, you got.
It's a fetish thing.
You got
a
$2 in your
thing.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just happen to see a vending machine. Ooh, you know
there you
what?
Go. Take those home.
I like those boomers right there. B7.
Yeah.
So is this just number hours spent? right? Because there's more people in America than there's in Japan.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
The average American spent 10 minutes and 36 seconds on Pornhub every time they visited. I feel like the bulk of that was probably research and finding the right video.
Yeah.
That's a little short.
That is fourth when it comes to worldwide statistics.
Oh, interesting.
Thailand was number one at 11 minutes, 21 seconds. So not that much.
No, really pretty close.
The top searches in the U.S. this year for porn, according to Pornhub, were number one. lesbian was number one.
Seem like lesbian has been at the list, the top of the lake. They've won this award before.
Yeah.
They have.
It's like, move over.
They should retire, you think, the award?
A
lot of people don't like to watch dudes in porn.
Are you a lesbian?
The male figure, not always attractive in those scenarios.
No, it's pretty gross.
Right?
Let's be honest.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the lesbian porn.
Okay.
I'm just not a huge fan.
That's fine.
But, you know?
That's fine. That's why there's plenty of choices.
Yeah. How about the number two?
Good choices out there. Danielle's going to share some more with us.
The number two one, hentai. Are you into that at all?
Is that like the cartoon?
Yeah, the anime.
Wait a minute. The number two search thing is cartoons?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's something you don't want someone to walk in and like overhear. Like,
no, I don't know what this is.
Regular porn is bad enough, and then someone walks in and it's like.
Yeah, somebody sent me this link. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I clicked on it.
I can't get the cartoon porn is a little disturbing because.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's like the centaur, and then all of a sudden. It's like a mix of like God of Wars.
Centaurs, are
it's
they?
Like no, it's like a mix of like God of Wars, the video game,
and
then porn.
This just shows that Wiggy has never seen any type of anime because if like the
bodies
on the girls are like it's like you know how Barbie
if
she were
that,
in real
right,
life she wouldn't even be able to walk because of how she's built anatomically. Right.
So it's like it's Jessica Rabbit.
Yes,
I mean people can be into whatever they want to be into, but. So cartoons is the number two one
really,
on there?
Yeah, I'm not a...
That seems really high.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I don't want to go see animated movies at the movie theater. You think I want to see it on porn?
Yeah.
Probably not.
No.
Well, maybe.
No, I don't.
It's possible. Can you imagine that on a big screen? Number three on the list of search terms for porn this year in the U.S., according to Pornhub, was ebony.
Okay.
There you go, Wig.
Speaking my language there you now. Go.
All those searches paid off.
Yep.
Big booties.
Bumping it up. Wiggy is single-handedly skewing the results for Ebony.
Way to go. Congratulations, Jermaine.
Big Booty Volume 24.
Big Booty Judy. Number four was Asian for searches, and number five was Latina. Now, Alien.
A lot of minorities in top five.
Alien?
Alien was also a popular search term, I think.
Like Martians?
Yeah, but the Storm Area 51 thing went viral in September.
Point.
So I think a lot of people are looking
like
for aliens.
Like you dress
porn.
Up like aliens.
Right.
It's not actual.
Right.
They could be actual aliens.
What about furries?
If they were actual aliens, Wiggy, that would be a pretty big news story.
Well, no.
That would be higher on the search.
I mean, there's been probing before, so.
That's number eight.
There's a lot of minorities in top five. We got Ebony.
Yeah, there is.
Asians,
good diversity on Pornhub.
It's definitely a good
I like that.
We got
Big Booty Judy.
Oh, God. The state with the most staying power was Mississippi at 11 minutes, 26 seconds.
What's
that mean? So they watched the longest. And, I mean, I don't think it means that they're lasting the longest.
Who watches porn less than 11 minutes? Are there people who are just, like, in and out?
Well, probably.
It takes me a while. I have to find the right
one.
You
watch the whole thing. You want to see how the movie ends?
You got to do the research.
No, you got to like go through multiple like scenes and clips. So what do you just grab the first clip you see and go?
What if it's a good clip?
Well, you might want to. You got to. You fast
forward. There's plenty of time in the day.
You fast forward. When he tries to yell at the actors.
No.
What are you doing?
I already told you.
Get out of there.
Don't go in there.
I need a little bit of. I need a little bit of like.
Oh, he's waiting for you. Open that door.
Yeah, open up my imagination.
Take your pants off. Take them off now.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
So your car broke down. Okay. Yeah. My friend's got a tow truck. Don't worry about it.
Ooh, she had no panties on.
Hey, Jerome, can you bring you and a few of the boys? We need to help this woman.
You're going to be in a mechanic's jumpsuit, like a zip-up one-piece with your name on this.
Jerome.
Hi, I'm Jerome.
Jerome.
I heard you needed a jump.
Yes. Jeffrey, can you get that jack from the back of the truck? But you don't worry about it. I'm on it.
Jerome and the Jack, volume 56.
It's like, sorry, Billy. I just got stuck in a lake. But there's, you know, these four black guys that are going to help me out. Unfortunately, I have no money, Jerome.
I have no money, Jerome, but how can I pay you back for changing my tire? Oh, hold on, let me just bend over and grab that nut and the bolt. Anyway. I'm glad we could at least get this discussion done. So,
like adults.
I think I'm blushing now.
not quite adults. But you are listening to, I guess, what could be considered an extended crossover right now. It's Danielle, it's Wiggy, it's Keith. We are here. Greg's out sick. He actually just texted me. He said he has no voice. He feels like absolute crap. So, Hill Dog, we hope
said
you feel
better.
Said
he's looking at lesbian porn.
I don't think he's looking at... you know what? I'm going to erase that visual from my memory. I'm going to go try to get the Men in Black to do the Flash thing so I can never think of that again. And you are listening to a Patriots Friday here on Double.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Check, baby, one. It's strong, but I'm sick. The beats is like sweeter than candy. I'm feeling manly, and your shaker's coming in handy. Slide on my clothes from New York down by your Virginia. Tickling you around Delaware before I enter.
That's like going into the weekend with a little rump shaker.
I did that at my talent show my junior year.
Thought you were going to say your wedding.
No. We did that.
Did you rap it? Did you dance?
No, we danced and rapped it.
Were you wearing cross colors?
Yeah, it was like 1990.
Is that what they were, right? That was like early 90s.
Like 1992? Yeah. Maybe an 8-ball jacket or something.
You were definitely rocking an 8-ball jacket. That was 100%.
Oh, you know what it was? We had the jeans back in the day where you could like spray, where you would take them and people would like customize it and like spray paint people on it. So you'd be like leaning up next to like an Isuzu.
Yes. Isuzu. Did you get that at like a cart at the mall?
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Like Square One Mall, they had the spray paint cart. You're like, I'm going to get these jeans.
For you on the MPV with the arms folded.
Well, it is Friday. I hope you guys all have a good weekend. Any good plans for the weekend? What do we have going on?
Not much.
No.
NFL Sunday.
Hoping the Patriots don't suck.
The Patriots don't lose to the Bengals. I guess that's where we're at. What are you doing? You got anything going on?
Going to the Pops with my mom tomorrow.
There you go.
Not the one where I'm going to be reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. That's the 23rd. But yeah, my mom and I go every year. So
what's
we have
the Pops?
Nice. The Boston Pops. We had Keith Lockhart in.
Oh, is that the
Boston Symphony
Snap
Orchestra?
Crackle?
That would have been, that's the a great conductor? Visual that didn't translate on radio, but yes.
The conductor, just as long as he doesn't. Well, all I remember is the Seinfeld one.
Yeah, the maestro. Took his pants off. Takes his pants off so they don't wrinkle. So, yeah, that's what I
had good,
going.
Though.
Yeah.
That's nice.
A quick weekend shout-out. I just talked to my man, Mutt. Carter Mutnansky, 7 years old yesterday.
Oh, wow. Big party. Holy smokes. So,
happy party this weekend. Happy Carter Mutnansky. Yes, BYOB.
Seven. Great age. That.
Happy birthday.
We know what Curtis will be doing this weekend.
What, do we?
What's that, Ricky?
He will be murdering.
All right.
I don't think he's going to be murdering anything.
No.
He'll
be murdering.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Good weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Great. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I love to see Curtis.
Well, on that note, thank you for sticking with us this morning in Greg's absence. It has been Wiggins, Murr, Keefe, whatever iteration of that you want to call it. KM Dubs. If you missed any of today's show, remember, you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the rewind feature. Text APP to 37937 to download. Standard message and data rates may apply. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Pats. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.